For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Democratic House member Rory Ellinger of St. Louis County died this morning after a brief battle with liver cancer. Ellinger was elected to the Missouri House in 2010 and was seeking re-election, but pulled out of the race last month following his diagnosis. Republican House Speaker Tim Jones called for a moment of silence for the Democrat, often described as the most liberal lawmaker in Jefferson City.
Representative Ellinger was someone I very much respected and always put a smile on my face, and he will be very sorely missed.
Ellinger was also associated with the civil rights movement in the 1960s, getting arrested in Boston, Chicago, and in Alabama during the march from Selma to Montgomery. In 1966, he briefly served as a bodyguard for Martin Luther King Jr. Ellinger was 72. Columbia voters approved a $50 million school district bond issue yesterday with 63% of the vote. The bond will fund construction of a new elementary school and other needed improvements to schools within the Columbia Public School District. Outgoing Superintendent Chris Belcher celebrated the bond's passing alongside winning school board candidates Helen Wade and Jonathan Sessions at Blue Restaurant and Wine Bar last night.
I'm so pleased with the community's response to our 10-year facility plan. Getting another 64% is this community saying we love our public schools, we want our kids to have good facilities and our teachers to work in good classrooms, so we're going to keep working the plan.
The bond needed 57% approval to pass. University of Missouri graduate student Ginny Chadwick won the vote for Columbia City Council's first ward yesterday. One of Chadwick's campaign platforms was her support of sustainability for the city. KBIA's Sam Neff has this.
Columbia Environment and Energy Commission member Alice Turner says she likes that Chadwick describes herself as a progressive. Turner says she also liked Chadwick's position on a recent development issue on 8th and Locust Streets, one she says Chadwick would not have supported.
I feel sure that she is supportive of renewable energies and energy efficiencies and will support the work of the Energy Environment Commission.
Chadwick unofficially won the office with about 68% of the 777 votes cast. Sam Neff, KBIA News.
The Boone County Fire Protection District is moving forward with a plan to purchase new equipment and facilities. Voters approved the $14 million bond issue yesterday with 72% of the total vote. Battalion Chief of the Boone County Fire District, Gail Blumenkamp, hopes the approved bond, which will be in effect for 20 years, will create a better living environment for the 250 volunteers.
We have a station residency program of volunteer firefighters that live in our firehouses for free. That's how we staff our stations. So being able to provide them a space that is comfortable, that is livable, that is wants to keep them there, that's an important thing.
The bond states that a resident who owns a $150,000 home will pay an additional $70.25 in property tax over the first 10 years of the bond and $28.50 over the last decade of the bond. The chairman of the board of the Boone County Fire District, Dave Griggs, says the plans for the renovations have already been drawn up, but there is no current timetable for completion. The city of Fulton in yesterday's election voted in favor of a $13 million bond to improve its sewer system. Its wastewater treatment facility was built in 1987 and is in need of mandatory upgrades, according to the Environmental Protection Agency and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. According to the city's website, the improvements include new headworks, a new aeration system, new clarifiers, and an ultraviolet light disinfection system. With these upgrades, both the EPA and the city hope to improve the water quality in Stinson Creek. Councilmember Richard Vaughn says the bond helps Fulton foot the bill for these projects. The city has already begun work on the facility as part of the EPA's mandate and must be completed within a year and a half. Fulton hopes to complete the project by August 2016. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.